This news update's being brought to you by McKenzie Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years. And by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe, your best deal and award-winning service. Shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Longtime Harbor Beach educator Penny Callender Letts was honored with the Huron County Democratic Party's Loyal to Labor Award on September 27th during a dinner at the Pasta House in Kindy. Widely known as Mrs. Letts by generations of Harbor Beach middle school math students, she spent decades advocating for teachers as a negotiator with the Tri-County Unit of the Michigan Educator Association. Serving on 55 bargaining teams, she helped secure pay equity, improved working conditions, and reduced class sizes for schools across Michigan's Thumb region. A Harbor Beach native and Michigan State University graduate, Letts is state director of the MEA Retired Board and president of the Thumb Area MEA-NEA Retired Organization. She also served as Michigan Harbor Beach's Teachers Union president for 20 years and is active at Harbor Beach United Methodist Church as administrative council chair. The Loyal to Labor Dinner is held every 2 years by the Huron Democratic Party. A state mandate has Tuscola County's district court looking for new equipment in order to keep up. District Judge Jason Bitzer is requesting approval to purchase 2 new scanners for his court's operation to help comply with state standards. Earlier this year, the Tuscola County District Court, as well as all districts in Michigan, were mandated by the state of Michigan to use MI file system for file civil matters. MiFile is a statewide filing system that provides for electronic submission and serving of documents in Michigan courts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without requiring a trip to the courthouse. That new mandate by the state is time-consuming for courts to scan documents. Converting to this e-filing system has been a substantial undertaking for my dedicated staff and myself. The work is necessary to fully convert to this e-filing system is still ongoing, said Bitzer, noting there are still several thousand more documents that have to be scanned yet. Complying with the state is very time-consuming. In 2024, Tuscola's district court had 1,855 civil cases filed, some of them hundreds of pages that have to be individually scanned. In comparison, Tuscola Circuit Court only had 893 civil cases to file, and 375 of those were from probate court. The county's information technology director, Ern Lee, explained the need for a new scanner that is much faster that would greatly reduce the time a staff member spends scanning documents. Without a faster scanner, the operation would be for the court to hire another person to do the duties of scanning, according to Lee. Because of that, commissioners put scanner requests on the agenda for the commissioners' meeting at 8 a.m. on Thursday, October 16th, for possible approval. And the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, EAGLE, announced its Renewables Ready Community Awards grants. One of those communities that was awarded a grant was Fort Gratiot Township in St. Clair County. The township was awarded $500,000 for hosting Portside Solar, which is a 100-megawatt solar project expected to start construction in March of 2027 and be operational in March of 2028. Our RCA grants offer flexible funding to local governments for supporting green energy projects. That money can be used for improvements and additional services like road and bridge repairs, public safety, park enhancements, building upgrades, and more. RRCA offers incentives to communities to host large-scale renewable energy projects such as wind, solar, and battery storage by providing awards that supplement existing tax revenue and community benefits. Fort Gratiot Township plans to use the award money to help buy a fire truck. Awarding of RRCA grants focus on communities that support solar and battery storage projects to power Michigan's households and businesses.
Stop into Ortis Ford, where the prices are falling and the lot is full of hot deals. Lease a 2025 Escape ST Line all-wheel drive for 3 years for $339 per month, with $2,529 due at signing. No security deposit required. Lease a 2025 Explorer Active with leather for 3 years for $409 per month, with $2,149 due at signing. No security deposit required. Lease a 2025 Bronco Big Bend 4-door for 3 years for $399 per month with $2,229 due at signing. No security deposit required. Lease a 2025 F-150 XLT Crew Hybrid for 3 years for $329 per month with $3,179 due at signing. No security deposit required. Don't miss out before these deals are done. Current deals end November 3rd. Leases are with 10,500 miles per year using a plan pricing and include all factory rebates.
U.S. President Donald Trump addressed a summit of world leaders in Egypt, praising India and Prime Minister Modi as a great country with a good friend at the top. The president emphasized cooperation between India and the U.S. on regional security. The summit followed a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The president encouraged India and Pakistan to seek peaceful relations moving forward. Global reactions were largely positive, with calls for further dialogue. Both sides hope to address trade and climate at future meetings. Indonesia's president has offered military support for stabilization efforts in Gaza. The country hopes to contribute troops as part of a future international peacekeeping mission. Discussions are ongoing with regional partners about logistics and objectives. The UN officials praised the move, saying broader cooperation is needed and humanitarian organizations are scaling up operations in the area. A timeline for deployment is still uncertain. And that's been your news, brought to you by McKenzie Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years. And Ortis Ford and Bad Axe for your best deal and award-winning service. Shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe.
At McKenzie Jewelers, we believe every story is one of a kind, just like the person you're sharing it with. That's why we don't just offer rings. We can create that one-of-a-kind, custom, handcrafted jewelry that's as special as your relationship. Whether it's an engagement ring, a necklace, or a bracelet, we work closely with you to design that unique piece that truly reflects your love. Imagine the joy of wearing a piece of jewelry that's been thoughtfully designed just for you, capturing the moments that matter the most. And if you have an old design that needs a refresh, we can bring it back to life, turning outdated pieces into timeless treasures. For over 40 years, McKenzie Jewelers has been part of life's most precious milestones. When you choose McKenzie Jewelers, you're not just choosing a jeweler, you're choosing a partner who understands the significance of every detail.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, now proud to say celebrating 40 years of serving our community.
The north end of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine north end retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And that's been your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.